It's the WEOL Morning Show, and we're joined this morning by Regina Brett. You've maybe read her columns over the years or her books. She is an author who has also written God Never Blinks, 50 Lessons for Life's Little Detours. Her latest one is called God is Always Hiring, 50 Lessons for Finding Fulfilling Work. Good morning, Regina. Thanks for sharing some time. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Now, finding fulfilling work, you've found a lot of work over the years. Going through the book.
It wasn't all fulfilling.
Well, that's interesting, too. And recently, earlier this morning, they had a report from CareerCast talking about the most stressful jobs of 2015. And a newspaper reporter is still on that list, apparently because of the downsizing and also just the wondering whether the career has a future. People like firefighters are also on the list, so it's a wide range of things. But one thing they found out is no matter what the job, how stressful, how dangerous, the people who have that job love the job, and that's why they do it. And I think maybe that's a little bit about what you're trying to say in some of your stories and in the book here.
And that's why I wrote the book, really. I want people to find the work they love so that it doesn't feel like work.
You've got this put together in sort of small little bits, 50 of them as well. What's it like sharing your personal stories, you know, your life with the public and getting that inspiration from them?
Well, sometimes it's kind of funny because if my husband does something stupid, he'll say, don't write about it. My whole family's on under the microscope. But I really feel like every experience that life gives me can be something that can help somebody else.
And you found that over time, probably as a reporter writing columns, getting that feedback, because many of us maybe don't know the impact of what our words or our stories have on others, but I guess you probably can find that out a little bit.
You know, I did find that out as a writer, that all the experiences life gave me became a gift once I looked back in the rearview mirror and extracted the gift from what was the problem at the time. And as a reporter, you know, I cover a lot of people in their worst moments, and they would share how it shaped them in ways that were really a gift for them.
What do you find is the way that people need to look at finding a career? Sometimes if you pick a job or a career, like when you were in school and you had to pick a major or something, you almost felt like, okay, now I have sealed my fate for the rest of my life. Explain to us how that really is not the truth.
You know, the rest of your life is an awful long time. I think we get the chance to reinvent ourselves. And that's one reason I wrote this book. For people that are having what they call a midlife crisis, I call it a midlife correction. Because you can stop and say, wait, is this really the path we want to be on? And it's up to us to say, well, you know what, I used to love this, but I don't anymore. Maybe there's something else I can do. For somebody getting out of college saying, geez, I got this degree in marketing, but I don't want to do marketing. Well, maybe you work for a nonprofit that you love their work and you do marketing for them, and it's the Habitat for Humanity that you love, not marketing, but you find the match that works for you.
In the title, you have it, God is Always Hiring. Now, that kind of follows the God Never Blinks kind of theme, and maybe that's why you kind of chose it. But how does God work within the hiring process, in a sense?
Well, it's funny you ask, because in Poland, the translation is, God will give you a job. So I think it sold really well in Poland because people thought, wow, where's my job? God, you know. But I really do believe God plays a part in our lives. I'm a big believer in that. And what I like about that is that means it's not up to the government, your boss, the economy, all those things we think our livelihood depends on. It really isn't true. If we align ourselves with, where does God want me? Where's my perfect place? And then I get quiet and I listen. I will get the clarity. For me, I get the clarity from God. If I don't get it, I say, God, you need to use a billboard or a sledgehammer because I missed it. And then I get the billboard or the sledgehammer and I get the clarity.
The different stories that you have, some are from your perspective, some are from people that you've discovered. Which are some of the favorite ones that you have that you've put in here to inspire people?
You know, one of my favorites is burying your talents won't make them grow. I think a lot of people just tuck away the thing they love and think, well, I'll get to it someday. And then the someday never comes. And having had breast cancer at 41, you know, we all have an expiration date. I'm just more aware of it. So time to do the thing you love. Another lesson is if you don't want regrets at the end of your life, have no regrets at the end of each day. And too many of us have jobs we don't like, and every day we tolerate our lives. Well, this is your life. I think you should be celebrating it.
When you've done certain things along the way, one of them I noticed about the different job paths that you have, you're one of those people that someone maybe thinks of you as an author and writer, and if they haven't known your work, they wouldn't know that you worked at a funeral home or that you had other experiences, a journalist or a waitress or something like that. It's amazing how many secrets people have in their past, I guess, that kind of make them who they are in health. I use that word secrets kind of in an unusual sense.
No, it's true. I think if you ask people, what's the worst job you ever had, it's a great conversation that starts because everybody's had a job they didn't want. And yet, it's probably the most fascinating job they ever had. Mine was working at a funeral home. Part of the job was to pick up the dead people and take them back to the funeral home and undress them and clean them and get them ready to be embalmed. And it was, at first, kind of horrifying, to be honest. And then it became fascinating. And then it became a real teacher for me to be how to be compassionate with their family members, how to talk to people in their grief. And the things I learned at that funeral home job, I still carry with me, that empathy, how to be empathetic with somebody.
Well, part of that, I guess, has to do with being open to whatever that job entails or the career or doing more than just what maybe the description was. In other words, it's I got my foot in the door, I'm doing this, but within that whole career or that particular job, there's must be so much more.
Oh, I agree. One of my lessons is sometimes the job you want is the job you already have. It's a matter of taking that job and saying, I'm going to do what they want me to do, but I'm going to make time to do what I love. One of my first writing jobs was at the Beacon Journal in Akron, and I covered farming, health insurance, and blimps, which was kind of like the leftovers. And you know, I did what they wanted me to do, but then I came up with ideas, and one of them was to follow the Goodyear blimp. And I actually got to fly the Goodyear blimp. Talk about making the job you want it to be.
Well, I know being in broadcasting or in the media, there's a point where you can kind of lean on that. You can kind of say, I'm in the media, I'd like to do this, just because you wanted to. And it turns into something maybe quite unique for being in that position. And maybe the pay doesn't compensate, but maybe the experience is what really is the benefit from that. The book is called God is Always Hiring, 50 Lessons for Finding Fulfilling Work. Our guest today has been Regina Brett. Regina, thanks for sharing some of the details and stories. And I have somebody here at the station who actually, when they saw this book, says, I need that book when you're done with it. So I'm going to hand it off to them and let them enjoy
some
of the stories. Appreciate it.
That's great. And you can find out more about me on my website, reginabrett.com. And I really hope everybody finds their one true mission in life so they can live happily ever after right now.
Thanks very much, Regina. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks.